General Motors on Safari. Here is adventure. Excitement. And danger. General Motors and their dealer organization throughout Southern Africa are proud to present another program in their current series, bringing you the African bushvelts of today and yesterday, in dramatized fact, fiction, and true life documentary. General Motors on Safari.
Grain, Silikaya, 34Y.
Huh? Ray. Yeah, for heaven's sake, man, it's 3 o'clock. What's up?
What?
Huh? Well, how do you know?
Who? When did you...
Struth. Sure. Yes, of course.
Hmm?
No, of course. No, right away, naturally. Oh, 15 minutes. Yes, I know. Right away. I'll be right over.
Hmm?
No. Oh, coffee will be marvelous. See you. Now, why the blazes should the silly old fool take it to his great thick nut to move now, after all these years?
Green liked his sleep. He'd been called Kipper at school in England. Nobody had taken the boy who needed 10 good hours sleep a night's decision to become a farmer in Africa seriously, but he'd done it. Big, rangy, 36 and unmarried, Clinton Grain was the king farmer for many hundreds of miles. His great love in life, apart from his farm, was elephants. And one elephant in particular. The elephant's name was Dutch, a great tusker who had enjoyed the protection of the reserve for more years than Grain had lived. When Ray Allsop phoned to say that Dutch had quit its elephant heaven for greener pastures, Grain was awake and even forgot to yawn as the big blue farm truck roared away from Silikaya at 3:10 on an African summer's morning. You see, Dutch was the biggest elephant in the country, probably on the entire continent, perhaps even in the world. Dutch wasn't safe anywhere except in the game reserve. This is the story of Big Dutch's last safari. Big Dutch was probably more than a century old when he decided to head into the wild blue yonder and take his great aching tusks into pastures new.
Oh, it's ruddy hot.
Of course it is. It's cold. Long time till sun up. Got 2 flasks of the stuff, too.
Obangi, Koala, in the truck. Jump.
Koala can't find him?
No one can.
Hasn't been seen for nearly a week, Ray. Why the devil didn't the game department tell us before now?
Well, just because the silly old devil didn't show his ugly self for a couple of days, Clint, there was no need for him to panic. Hawtrey waited till the reports from all the scouts came in. Then he phoned me. He's passing the word along the line. Cranthorpe, Briggs, de Villiers, they'll all go out and hunt him. But there's 500 square miles of free country he can trek into. Country where anybody with the word elephant on a hunting license can knock him off. And all the law will be able
to
do
is... I know. That's why I'm here. Hello, let's go.
Well, there were, to Ray Allsop's knowledge, 9 other hunters and farmers looking for Big Dutch. They'd all had the alert more or less at the same time. The only thing to do was to scour the country north, east, south, and west of the great game park and hope that it was a white man and someone who knew that Dutch was the biggest, most famous elephant alive that found him. If native meat hunters discovered the bull, then Dutch's long life was at an end. Once and for all, the great yellowed ivory would be put down in the dust of Africa for the last time. Traditionally bad grazing, and with water only during the long rains that often fail, the Bashwabas generally live pretty well alone by both men and beasts. The thing is, though, that Bashwaba is only 11 miles wide, and knowledge of the richer land beyond is in the mind of every creature, great and small, as soon as it leaves its mother's womb. This is primeval knowledge, instinct. Just as a swift knows that it must fly to Africa when an English summer ends, the animals to the south of the Bashwaba know that once through the Bashwaba, they'll find grazing and water, everything that's good, except safety.
Now, who the devil's that?
Couldn't be Biggs, could it?
Well, what would Biggs be shooting at?
Oh. Let's go over there, slowly.
All right, there's nothing to hunt here, not till you get into the foothills.
No. Oh, perhaps someone's just put an end to a legend.
You've got to get it out of your mind that suddenly, the moment it was announced that Dutch was loose, every gun-toting male over 21 on this continent decided to go and shoot him.
All the news broadcasts for 3 or 4 countries around will have carried the report. Just that I don't listen to the news.
Well, they'll be carrying it this morning. Not now. We've got a head start on anyone. Same with Biggs and de Villiers and the rest. One of us will find Dutch, you'll see.
That fool's carrying over 300 pounds of ivory. The biggest, nearer 170, and that's unheard of, Ray. Impossible in this day and age. Elephants like Dutch don't exist anymore. Okay, so it's not a perfectly matched pair, but you offer that size ivory in Europe, and it'll bring you in a pretty penny. Once the news gets around, they'll be out here like flies. If we find him, one of us has got to follow him. The other's got to go for help, and we've got somehow to get him back.
Switch on the radio, will you?
Huh?
It's just gone 9 o'clock. William said he'll post me a safari message at the end of every news bulletin.
Hey, there. Little pickup. There is someone here.
Well, I've never heard guns fire themselves. Hello? Anyone at home?
There's no one here. Oh, there's a tent over here. Fire. Remains one anyway. Yeah. Someone set up shop here.
There's nothing to shoot round here.
All right, Koala, hold hard. Stay in the truck. Well, we wait, or do we push on? Got a lot of ground to cover, Ray. It's getting late.
I'd like to know who's here.
It's a picnic party.
9 o'clock in the morning, this far out. And a darn keen picnicker.
It's a free country, you know. Oh, that's good.
Up into the Randa Hills. I'd like to have known who was out here, though.
Good morning. You're just in time for coffee. Old-fashioned, aren't you? Women don't have to wait for men to take them out into the bush anymore. More coffee, Mr. Allsop?
No, thanks, Miss Mortimer. Thanks, it's good of you. Well, if you're okay, Mr. Grain and me, we've got work to do.
What were you shooting, Miss Mortimer?
Named Jill. A hare. I'm going to eat it for dinner.
What are you doing out here, Miss Jill? Where are you headed?
Randa Hills.
What for?
Here. Oh, you are curious.
We missed the safari broadcast.
In case of each elephant shot, one tusk to be retained by the hunter and the other to be handed over to government. No compensation to be paid by government in respect of any injury sustained.
What's this?
What it looks like. My license.
Ah. The hunter is given a government license to shoot the number of elephants decided upon on a profit-sharing basis. Signed R.C. Mulala, administrative officer in charge, round the profit.
They want 450 elephants shot.
Yeah.
They're losing £1,000 a week in crop damage in Randa alone. I'm allowed 25 elephants. After that, I can apply again. It's a serious problem, Mr. Green.
Oh, good luck. Jill, if you have any trouble, we'll be in Randa for a while.
I don't anticipate any trouble, Mr. Allsop. Nice meeting you. I thought for a while you were on a government license, too.
No. Let's be off, Clint.
It was a signal to kill every blasted animal in sight.
Well, they've got to protect their crops, Clint. The government's doing a pretty good job, as it's turned out. Only cropping where necessary. I'd heard Randa was hit hard by the jumbos after the rains. Apparently, they're back.
You know what we're up against if old Dutch has wandered up into the Randa Hills, don't you? She's only one of dozens of hunters on government licenses. Our old jumbo can be shot at wholesale, and there's nothing we can do about it. When there are raiders about, one elephant's the same as the next. Oh, I hope to goodness Briggs or the Villiers have found him west. He'd have to have been jet-propelled to get this far anyway.
Why? They haven't seen him in the park for a week. So they say. How do we know it is just a week? He could have left 2 weeks ago. Time doesn't mean much to native scouts. And when an elephant takes it into his nut to move, he moves fast. He's had time to get up into the Randa Hills, join in the crop raiding, and get halfway back again.
Well, I just hope he went west, that's all. I just hope he gets found by one of the others. I just hope that's the message on your safari broadcast at 1 o'clock. Then we can roar back down there and work out some way of getting him back to the park.
The day following, they worked east and questioned several native chiefs and a government agent called Mkwekwe Runga. He informed them that 70 elephants had been shot on government orders, but the scare seemed to be over for the present, and those in authority were thinking of calling in the licenses. He sympathized with their story. Game parks were a good thing, he said, but the people's crops were more important, of course. Heartened somewhat, the two farmers pressed into the western foothills of the Randa. They came across a small group of elephants towards midday. There were about 20 of them.
And we're well covered, Ray. There's nowhere else he can go.
Well, they could have missed him. Laney, for instance. Laney is the best bet, actually. Might have missed him there. You could spend a lifetime looking for an elephant in 100 square miles of country and never find him.
I think he's up here. Somewhere. You've got that outcropping there, you see? Well, go right of that ferny stuff. Just under that kind of fold of the ridge there. Yeah. Now, down a bit. See?
See what?
You're blind. Dung. A great heap of it.
You can't see dung, not even with glasses, not that far away.
Can't I? Well, let's drive over. I'll show you what I can see.
Fresh, too. Good eyes like an eagle, I'll give you that.
Thanks.
But elephant dung's elephant dung, whether it's in the forest, bush, or up here in the foothills. It's a million to one chance that it's anything to do with the particular jumbo we're after.
Yeah, is it? Look closer, Ray. Dutch is a big tusker, right? Big tuskers make big dung, right? Very big tuskers make very big dung, right? And mammoth-sized tuskers make...
Well, it is a ruddy great size, I must say.
Make mammoth-sized dung, chum. You could build a house with that lot. There's a chance in a million, but we've come to the right place. Some of us had to. It's us.
It's not conclusive.
Call up!
But we'll follow and see what we find. Elephants don't climb up blinking walls, man. They're not flies.
They go higher than this, Ray. Much higher.
A full finger, Quala. Get on the ground and sniff. You're not up here for your holidays.
The tracker looked at Clint and grinned hugely. He found the spoor 10 minutes later. It was fresher this time, and the men began to get excited as they climbed even higher into the foothills. If it was Old Dutch, he seemed to be traveling up to the sun. It was late afternoon on their fourth day out from the farm when they saw someone else in the hills. Or rather, not someone at first, just...
Hey. Hmm? Someone over there, using glasses. Here, hand me eyes, will you?
Here. Hmm?
It's that ruddy woman.
She's not earning much government lolly up here.
What's she doing? She was over there, see? Small trees there. Can't see a vehicle. She was just underneath them, the trees, lying down.
Maybe she's bird watching.
That's right. And now I know we're not following a dream. She's bird watching, all right, just like us. She's after a big gray bird with tusks who makes king-sized dung.
The shadows were growing long when Grain and Allsop, 600 feet above their motor car now, finally crossed two small valleys and caught up with Jill Mortimer.
Why, we're creeping up in her like a couple of...
Shh, 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 hold it.
Whew, she's ruddy well armed. That's a 5.77 against the tree there, double barrel. She's not going to miss anything, is she? Makes our pea shooter look silly.
Oh, he came to preserve an elephant, not to kill
one. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him.
Evening, Miss Mortimer. You picked the best camping spot anyway. Coffee?
I didn't see you. I didn't know you were...
You didn't know that we were here. Well, that's because you were too intent on something else. Why are you hiding your glasses, Joe? What's up? What are you watching?
Nothing. What do you think you are?
Clint, you've no right...
My glasses back.
Clint, what's the matter?
The light's getting bad, but you've just got time before it goes completely. Yeah. Have a look.
Hmm?
Right away. No, no, way over there. High. Highest he's ever been in his life. He looks like something prehistoric, doesn't he? We've found him.
Tomorrow morning. He won't go far, I shouldn't think.
He won't go far, Mr. Allsop. A brain shot, I think. Don't you? Just one. My 5.77's ideal, don't you think?
I think you'd better put your pop gun away now, Jill. We're too old for cowboys and Indians. Besides, hold-ups are against the law.
You've broken the law. This is free hunting country. I have a license. You haven't. The government's very sympathetic towards me. I've friends in high places. At court, so to speak. That's my elephant. I'm going to shoot him.
Our elephants belong to everybody, ma'am. Well, that one does anyway. We don't want to shoot him. He's going back to the park. We'll stay. Well, at least I will, while Clint here goes back and makes plans.
I suppose Quala and his mate back there are quite surprised to see a white lady holding their bosses at gunpoint. Must be very confusing for them.
I've never seen ivory like he's carrying, Mr. Green. I want it. I've the right to take it. I've got 7 left on my original license. That's enough, I think.
Dutch has never destroyed a mealy in his entire life. He's been indolent in the park for a quarter of a century. He just can't stop growing, that's all.
The law's on my side. I'm in the right. I know I am. An elephant's an elephant. I need the money. With it, I'm going to Europe. If I can get the money first, I'll take the tusks to Europe. They're big. Fetch a lot there.
You know something, Miss Mortimer? You won't go anywhere ever again if you don't put that big gun down. Friend Quala hasn't the control I have. Oh, he's pretty intelligent, but I can't really answer for him. Awkward, really, because He's standing just behind you now. His hunting spear's 2 inches from your neck.
Jill Mortimer looked frightened for just a moment. Her eyes began to travel sideways, and then they swept back fast. She was still for a moment, and she relaxed and smiled.
Sorry, Clint. I first saw that trick when I was a little girl in Egypt. The film was called High Noon, or the Al Jolson story, or...
Yeah, no, come the North.
Or something or other, but it doesn't matter. Only this time, unlike the film, I shan't turn round. And you won't jump all over me. And tomorrow, as
I'd be very glad to jump all over you, actually, Miss Mortimer. But, I'm afraid this isn't a film.
You see, Clint. Clinton. Unusual name, I like it. You see...
And that's all she said. For that moment, anyway. Because the cold steel of Quala, the tracker's hunting spear, touched her neck. Quala grinned. But underneath his grin, he was a little nervous, too. But Jill Mortimer couldn't see his face, so she didn't know anything. Just that something very sharp and dangerous was touching her neck.
So? Now what?
I could shoot you. You've threatened
me. And if you do shoot at one of us, Quala will kill you. I'd rather he didn't, Jill, because he's a nice boy and he might get hanged, you see. Such a waste. So many strong sons he's got to father yet. Still, mate. We're truthful, you know, Jill. We're not here to kill the bull. We like killing a relative, really. We're here to save him.
How do I know that?
Oh, you've got to trust us.
2 full minutes pass. No one moves. And then?
Miss Mortimer... Jill, I...
But the woman lays her gun slowly aside.
It's all right, Quala. The lady likes us now. You know, you should have warned us you were going to do that. Quala might have lost his nerve and done something horrible.
I'll take this gun. Put it over here. Good.
Yes, Quala might have thought you were going to shoot and stuck that ballpoint pen into your neck. I gave it to him for Christmas, incidentally. He's always wanted one.
What?
Of course, he wouldn't have had much leverage. Would have only been a flesh wound. As they said, I'm sure, lots of times in High Noon.
Luckily, Jill Mortimer had a sense of humor. No one touched a gun until the next morning when they approached Old Dutch, who hadn't strayed from his evening haunt. Then, Ray Allsop covered Clinton Grain while he approached the great animal to make sure he wasn't hurt or too fatigued. Old Dutch was perfectly happy, browsing in the Randa Hills. And there, in fact, he is to this day, because although Ray Allsop travelled back and brought half a dozen game experts with him, no one could invent a way of transporting all that weight of tusked age the many miles to his old home. He was too elderly, they all agreed, to risk fooling about with drugged darts, so they left him alone. The only thing they did do was to erect a huge fence around him, giving him an area of about 60 square miles to live in. This cost a lot of money, of course, and Clinton Grain had to sell his farm in order to afford it. 60 square miles. One elephant. Bit of a wild scheme just for one elephant, even if he was a king. So, that's how the Silla Craa Game Park was born. And because one Tusker would have been lonely, even if he was a king, a few others, young ones, not kings, were brought to the Randa foothills to keep him company. Buck, too, and buffalo, giraffe and zebra. Grain was in quite a lot of debt by the time he finished, so Allsop had to sell up and join him. And they built a fine homestead there, charged fancy prices for tourists to come and visit, too. But do you blame them? They had to make a living. Of course, Mrs. Grain was a very fine cook. And the Americans and the English and German visitors got their money's worth. Mrs. Grain. Sorry, of course, I didn't mention her, did I? He tricked her into putting her gun down, tricked her into marrying him, and has been tricking her ever since. They are very much in love, though, at Silla Craa, Jill and Clint. All due, of course, to Big Dutch's last safari. Good night. We'll be right back.
General Motors on Safari. This series was brought to you by General Motors South Africa, manufacturers of Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Chevrolet, Beaumont, Vauxhall, Opel, Holden, Bedford, GMC Motor Vehicles, and Ranger, South Africa's own car.